Back up on the escarpment, Vulcan was alone but for the distant roar of the flames below. Kartan burned. It burned with the fire of 1,000 flame gauntlets, Vulcan having set his pyroclasts the task of burning the city to ash. He wanted no such monument to slaughter to stand any longer than was strictly necessary. Its very existence had disturbed the army cohorts especially, and even the legionaries treated it warily. Vulcan waited patiently, listening to the vox channel he had just opened. It took several seconds of softly crackling static before Vulcan got an answer. When he did, it sounded like the person on the other end of the link was smiling.
"Brother."
Despite himself, Vulcan couldn't disguise his anger.
"What have you done, Kurz?"
"Freed you from dirtying your hands. We arrived early, while you were still marshalling your tanks and titans."
"My orders were to take the city as bloodlessly as possible."
"I don't follow your orders, brother. Besides, it's better this way."
"Better for whom? You've slaughtered an entire city, men, women, children, all dead. It's a butchery in there."
"Don't confuse me with our hot-headed sibling, though I believe you would run him close at this precise moment. Are you angry with me?"
Vulcan clenched his fists, biting back a retort.
"Where are you, Kurz? Where are you hiding?"
"I'm close by. We will be reunited soon enough."
Conrad Kurz paused, his playful tone ebbed.
"You and I know this was never going to be a bloodless compliance. 1874 is a war world, and no warrior I've ever fought has given up without first shedding a little blood."
"A little? You practically exsanguinated the entire populace."
"And what do you think that would do to their fighting spirit?"
Vulcan turned sharply at the sound of Kurz's voice. Not through the vox anymore, he was here. The Night Haunter was a few paces behind him, standing in the shadows at the edge of the flickering firelight.
"You are either bold or foolish meeting me out here like this," Vulcan warned.
The combination of the flames and his drake-like armor enshrouding him in a volatile aspect. Even the carcass of the great drake Kezare, slung over his right shoulder, seemed animate. His forge hammer was within easy reach, but he didn't so much as glance at the weapon.
"Why, what are you going to do?"
Kurz stepped out of the shadows. He went without a helmet, the light hitting his features in such a way that where the darkness pooled, it made him appear gaunt, almost skeletal. Nostromo, his birthplace, unless one counted the laboratory where he, like all of his siblings, was first created, was a lightless world. This fact was obvious in the chalk-like pallor of its inhabitants, and Kurz was no exception to that. One onyx-skinned, the other alabaster. Both Primarchs were a study in chiaroscuro. In stark contrast to Vulcan's fiery eyes, Kurz's were like thin ovals of jet staring through strands of lank black hair that hung down across his face. Where Vulcan wore a fire-drake hide as his mantle, Kurz had a cloak of ragged crimson. One brother had a reptilian appearance in his scaled warplate of oceanic green, clad with rare quartz. The other was armored in midnight blue, inscribed with sigils of death and mortality.